Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cook you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
A couple of NFL tidbits before we get back to the Ravens here. Joe Burrow, according to Ian Rappaport, will get his toe surgery tomorrow.
Okay. My if I'm a betting man, Bob, it's going to be in New York.
And Taylor, head coach, said that he could be back at some point this season with the three-month optimistic window open right now.
That's what my wife said, Bob. 3 months is very, very, very optimistic.
Speaking of optimistic, Cliff Kingsbury haircut, OC for the Commanders, said Jaden Daniels is preparing mentally. Even though Marcus Mariota is preparing on the field for their game coming up. If you missed it, Daniels a week ago sprained his ankles against the Pack in that loss to Green Bay. And it looks like his status at the very least is iffy. He didn't practice yesterday.
Yeah. Bob, I heard Quinn talk on the radio yesterday. And he, Dan Quinn, a head coach of Commanders. And he said, listen, he's too valuable to put him on a field if he's not ready. Bob, he ain't playing.
Yeah, and that's the prune move.
No doubt.
And Mariota, similar traits, not as good.
Bob, your backup's got to get you through a game. Take us through one.
Now, speaking of the Commanders, former Commander, if you missed this news, Khalil Mack placed on the IR by the Chargers as he had that injury on Monday night. Clelin Ferrell, formerly of Washington, big-time draft pick of the Raiders, which was a head-scratcher coming out of Clemson back then, signed with us Los Angeles today.
He's not going to add anything, Bob. He will not. He can't rush the passer.
Now, Mac Jones threw three touchdown passes for the 49ers, but it looks like old Brock Purdy dealing with a toe. He might be back in the lineup this weekend.
Yeah, the only thing is Adam Schefter said Kyle Shanahan said the same thing last week about Purdy.
Oh.
So more than likely, it's going to be Mac Jones again.
No Purdy. And yeah, Mac Jones coming off a heater, too.
370 yards. Yeah. I'd be like, all right, Brock, it's all right. You can take another week.
All right, let's get back to the Ravens. Rashad Bateman in particular, as they had open locker room out at One Ring Drive yesterday. Offense, hey, they put up 41 last Sunday against Cleveland when they only rushed for 45 yards. And here's Bateman talking about the offense being able to do it in many different ways.
It was big. It shows that, all players are valuable and, what I'm saying, that we got each other back. Lamar played an amazing game, per usual, but it showed that we got, what I'm saying, weapons all across the field. So, and I think we showed that Sunday.
I think the biggest thing, Bob, that game showed was that was a team win. It was special teams, it was defense, and it was offense. They all scored. And that's the way I saw it was, do they have weapons on offense? Yeah, they do. But what weapons really... The weapons really didn't do a lot. Zay made some plays. Otherwise, no other weapon really made anything happen. Tez Walker and I guess they're talking about Tez and D-Hop. They made some nice plays. But I thought a team win.
Here's Rashad Bateman was asked about facing man coverage during the game.
Oh yeah, for sure. If you play one on one, then it should be fun. It should be a fun day for us over here for sure.
And that might be the defensive philosophy that the Lions might have, you know, bring it all out and going with the man coverage here.
Yeah, I think they'll do some man, you know, or they'll run quite a bit. Not like Cleveland ran a lot of man, but they're good. And Bate is an outstanding route runner, and so is Zay. And like he said, they should have fun. If teams are playing man, you got to be licking your chops when you look across and the dude's in man coverage, because I'm gonna wear you out. Bateman ran a route against Cleveland. I think I showed you, Bob, where the DB fell down. Like, he turned and ran back, and Bateman was coming back to the ball. It was beautiful.
Now, you want to look at target shares for the Ravens through the first two games? Zay Flowers, 20.
Yeah.
Bateman, 8. Hopkins and Andrews, 4. Justice Hill, 5. Yeah, you get it? Tez Walker, 2. They're both touchdowns. So, outside of Zay Flowers, nobody's really eating yet in the pass game. Yet. Only two games in.
Yeah, and there's going to be a game probably, Bob, and it's probably coming up, where Zay has 2 targets. You know, I mean, if I'm Detroit, what do I got to do? I got to take Zay Flowers out, right? I mean, that's who he's targeting right now. I got to take Zay out.
Speaking of Mark Andrews, he was asked about the team after the tough loss to Buffalo. A little 15-point lead, not to bring that one up, but it is what it is. Bounce it back against the Browns and really pulling away in the second half.
Yeah, you know, I think that as a team, there was a lot of, you know, great plays. You look at, special teams, defense, and offensively. Some guys, you know, made some huge plays that changed the game. And that's the type of team we have, is being versatile, guys stepping up. And it was good to come back and get a win against good defense.
Yeah, I think basically guys that made plays in that game, Bob, normally don't. Like we just said, like Tez Walker and Jake Hummel makes the block punt. Sure. And, you know, so, I mean, that's, to me, that's why it was a team win. And, Bob, watching that film, like for Westry, that dude just lunges and gets his ankle. Otherwise, he's gone.
The offense, we've talked about it for months, how potent it could be. And for 3 quarters against the Bills, I'm just like, nobody's going to be able to stop this team offensively. Then, you know, the defense couldn't get off the field against the Bills, but et cetera. Here's Mark Andrews talking about a pick-your-poison offense.
I don't look at it as slow, man. I feel like I'm doing a lot of things to, you know, make big plays. You know, you look at the first game, you know, just about every run was sprung off a block, you know, behind me. So, you know, in my eyes, I'm trying to win games, trying to help this team out. I feel like I'm doing a good job with things that are asked of me. I know the good things will come, patience. You know, I'm not worried too much about the outside noise, about fantasy football. That stuff doesn't matter to me. I'm worried about this team.
All right, you don't want to hear me talking about how you've killed me in daily fantasy the last 2 weeks. But that's Mark Andrews talking about a slow start in this pick-your-poison offense, where right now he's not getting a lot of opportunities. Had the ball knocked out of his hands by Delpit. But as you heard him say, Vinny, all right, I might not be putting up these fantasy numbers, but I'm helping the team win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, against Buffalo. What about the blocking against Cleveland? You know, there wasn't a lot going on in that one. But, yeah, I mean, he's doing what he's been asked to do thus far. I mean, that's all he can do. And he doesn't control, you know, because when Lamar comes to the line of scrimmage, he's reading coverage. They have a route called, and Lamar's reading, you know, 1 to 2 to 3. And is he the primary? He's probably not the primary.
NFL Lunch video at 81.057 The Fan. Roger Rosengarten on the offensive line was asked about the Detroit front and how tough they might be this coming Monday night.
Every week you go against probably one of the best rushers in the NFL, and that's definitely been a highly paid position. You know, those guys disrupt games, so it's part of my job and the rest of the O-line's job to, you know, minimize those guys from making plays. But if we clean up a lot of the stuff before the snap happens, being on the same page and all that stuff, you know, I think if we trust our technique, we'll come out good. So,
yeah, that's the second time, Bob, we've heard about, you know, the offense clean up the stuff at the start, you know, of the play. So I sound like there was confusion. And the other thing too is the chipper, you know, needs to chip. Give the old lineman a little shoulder, you know, Justice Hill on the way out. You know, don't like, hey, Ronnie, I'm faking that I'm going to hit Myles Garrett and go around. And, you know, and then, you know, then Ronnie gets hosed on that play. So, yeah, I mean, they may need some, they'll probably need a little help here and there with Hutchinson Monday.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, pardon me, we'll look at week 4, top 25 college football, and we'll look at week 3 of the NFL, which starts tonight with Buffalo taking on the Miami Dolphins. We'll do our picks for that game as well. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. And yes, I'll have to rag on his White Sox a little bit. Not that the Orioles are much better, but they're better than the White Sox, and I guess that's all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney's football pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
All right, before we get to the picks, I should say, for tonight's games, only one of them. Unless you want to pick the Charlotte game in college football. But top 25 schedule this week, give you an idea of the fun that we have. It's week 4 of the college football slate, you know, headline around here by Maryland at Wisconsin. You can hear the game on The Fan. It's a 12 o'clock kickoff. It is on NBC. So if you want to check it out, if you are out and about, Terps getting 9.5. We'll do our picks for this game and the rest of these, by the way, tomorrow. But just giving an idea, if you want to plan your day accordingly around the pigskin on Saturday, number 17, Texas Tech at number 16, Utah. Utah 2.5 points there. The Utes. 57.5 is the total points in one of these Big 12 possible shootout games for sure. Tennessee looking to bounce back after that tough L, taking on the Fighting Dilfers of UAB. Tennessee 38.5 point favorites. We talked about Oregon hosting Oregon State. That's Big Ten Network. This game is at 3 o'clock. Oregon big time favorites here, 34.5. 3:30. Kent State against the surprising, based on last year's debacle, surprising Florida State Seminoles. They're 3-0. They're big-time favorites, 44. Auburn at Oklahoma. This one's going to be an interesting game. Auburn, they're 22 in the country, undefeated. The 11th-ranked Sooners are 6.5-point favorites. That's ABC. 3:30 on ESPN. Same time, Ole Miss. Number 13, 3-0, hosting undefeated Tulane.
Yeah, Tulane's
pretty
good.
Or as they say in New Orleans, Tulane. Tulane getting 13.5 in that game. Interesting game, I think. I'm doing spoiler alert, Nebraska. I'm taking them to win.
Yeah, me too.
At home, getting 1.5 against Poggi and the Fighting Wolverines, ranked number 21. Underwood had a good game last week, though.
Yep. Bouncing and back. Rayola's got a. He has not thrown a pick yet this year.
Yeah, Minnie Mahomes doing his thing. Purdue 2-1 at Notre Dame, number 24. Notre Dame still looking for their first win of the season as they're teetering on the brink of a SEA win, want to be a playoff and top 25. Georgia Tech, another one of the feel good early stories, number 18, hosting Temple. Yellow Jackets. They are, let's see here, 23.5. Spreads are for entertainment purposes only on this program. We just picked the winners. Missouri, they're undefeated, hosting South Carolina in this ball game. Is Sellers going to be on the field for the Gamecocks after they got spanked last week?
If Sellers is on the field, Bob, they got a chance. What, concussion? Probably not.
9.5 points are the Tigers. Florida, early disappointment at the U. Miami, 7.5-point favorites. That's ABC at 7:30. Another epic game. This one's NBC as well. Illinois, number 9, undefeated at Indiana. And the Hoosiers are favored in this ball game as Indiana trying to prove that last year's season was no fluke. And Fernando is off to a monster start there for Indiana quarterback.
Yeah, Bob, he was good. Like, he came to your attention when you watched the Miami-Cal game last year.
Yeah.
He was awesome in that game. Isn't he? He's from back east, right? Isn't he from back east? I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
LSU, don't question their offense. They're number 3 in the country, 3-0, taking on Southeast Louisiana. This game's off the board. Goes to show you what they think about that one. Sam Houston's at the Arch Mannings. Number 8 in the country, Arch Manning. Even if he goes bananas in this game, does that kind of salvage?
No.
It's unfortunate that his rep's taken this significant hit where he's only highly regarded, air quotes, because of his family lineage. But, you know, even if he plays well, it's a no-win situation for him.
He's got to play well in a big game, Bob.
And then you have Michigan State, as we said, at USC, which is going to be an interesting ball game if you could stick around. 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock Saturday night, forget it. Especially after, like, it's a lot of drinking usually on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
11 o'clock, I probably won't make that one.
All right, before we get to tonight's Dolphins-Bills game, the schedule for the National Football League in week 3, 1 o'clock in Cleveland, Packers against the Browns. Green Bay, 7.5-point favorites there. Indy, at 2-0, is at Tennessee, 0-2. Colts, 4.5-point favorites there. Bengals at the Vikings, battle of backups. Browning for Cincy and Carson Wentz for Minnesota. Vikings, 2.5-point favorites. Cincinnati can... I'm not buying Burrow being back anytime soon.
No.
So I guess if you could just manage to get... Because you got a 2-0 head start... Get to the wild card and then hope, I don't know, hope for the best.
Vikings got a hell of a defense, and he threw 3 picks last week. Yeah, Browning.
Aaron Jones out for Minnesota as well. Pittsburgh's at New England. Steelers got their pants pulled down by Seattle in the home opener. Patriots beat Miami. Steelers laying 1.5.
Yeah, you know what the thing with the Steelers, and Patriots are going to want to run the ball. The Steelers got to show they can stop the run.
Rams at Philly. This is an interesting game. Week 3, divisional rematch from last year. Philadelphia, 3.5 points. Only hurt person for the Rams right now is their coach.
Yeah.
McVay hurt his foot, but he avoids surgery, he said, so good for him. Jets at the Buccaneers. Tampa Bay, 2-0. That dramatic win against Houston Monday night, taking on New York. It's going to be Tyrod Taylor for gangrene.
Yeah, Tampa's got playing with a lot of confidence right now. They played Monday night, so they got a short week, and Baker's a little beat up, too.
Yeah, 6.5 points in favor of the home team. Raiders at Commanders. As we said, Daniels might be a no-go for this one. Raiders' offense was non-existent against the Chargers. D. Washington still 3.5-point favorites in this ball game.
Yeah, with the Raiders, I mean, can't turn it over so much. That's their problem. They 3 interceptions.
And look, Eckler's out, too. For Washington, yeah. I'm expecting a big Debo game. Maybe a little Debo action. Samuel.
Possibly.
Atlanta's at Carolina. Falcons 1-1. 5.5-point favorites against the Panthers, who made a spirited comeback against the Cardinals, but to no avail last week. Houston is at Jacksonville. This is a must-win game, I would think, for Houston. 0-2. Jacksonville, they gacked a chance to win at Cincinnati away. Jags are 1.5-point favorites.
Yeah, I think that's a big game for Jacksonville. Division game, of course, but it's a bit for them to get 2-1 and then kind of, because probably going to have to keep pace with Indy.
Yeah, and then Lawrence Frenchman waved Cohen away from him last week in that game at Cincy. Denver is at the Chargers. Denver blew an opportunity at Indy. The penalty cost them a win, and the Chargers have looked really good through the first 2 weeks, 2.5-point favorites.
Yeah, Harbaugh's got him going, man. And I'm sure that Harbaugh and Sean Payton don't like each other. Herbert's been playing pretty good, Bob. So it's going to be an inter- And G-Row, I don't know what happened to him. G Giro, all of a sudden, he's become a passing guru.
Yeah, Quentin Johnston, three touchdowns in the first two games for the Saints, or Saints, Chargers, Saints at Seattle. Saints' spirited effort last week came up short. Seattle won at Pittsburgh. Seahawks 7.5-point favorites here.
Yeah, Seattle's playing pretty good, right? And Darnold played much better in that one. And you know what the biggest thing was? Seattle found a running game.
Yeah, Kenneth Walker looked like Kenneth Walker.
Yes.
Finally, Dallas at the Bears. Cowboys 1.5-point favorites in this game.
I tell you what, Bob, watching the Bears film, fundamentally, they're not good, you know, defensively. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting game.
Battle of undefeateds, Cardinals at the 49ers. San Francisco 2.5-point favorites in this game.
We're going to find out if Arizona's for real or not for real. You know what I mean? Because they kind of gacked it up last Carolina. I mean, that was hard to watch, you know.
Calais Campbell made some big plays for them down the stretch.
Yeah. Still Marvin Harrison Jr. What, do you have one target?
KC at the Giants. Battle of winless teams. Kansas City 6.5-point favorites. Hey, maybe old Russell get that moon ball going to neighbors here.
Yeah, we'll see. That'd be something if he did back-to-back, you know, over 300 yards.
Yeah, KC's 0-3 against the Ravens in week four. Boy, that should be fun to talk about. And speaking of the Ravens, host the Lions. Ravens 4.5. But tonight, Dolphins 0-2. The Mike McDonald, or McDaniel, excuse me, watch is on as they're already having team meetings. I mean, his little cuffed capri coat shorts or pants are cutting, get a little tight around the thing there. Bills 11.5-point favorites, minus Milano and Ed Oliver, though. So a couple of key defensive.
Yep, a couple key defenders. Biggest thing is, you know, Josh Allen's playing pretty good right now, you know. So Buffalo at home, and I think they're like 12-1 against Miami lately. I'd take Buffalo in this one tonight.
What do you think, Aaron Nolan?
Yeah, you're right, Vinny. Just one win for the Dolphins in their last 14 meetings against the Bills. Pretty much spans the entire Josh Allen era. I think that says it all. Short week as the road team, the inferior team. I don't see any single reason to pick Miami in this one. Only way they win is if they just go balls to the wall, go for it on fourth down every time, just say, who cares?
You know, and Buffalo turns it over, too.
That, too. But no chance I'm going to pick the upset.
Yeah,
here.
Let's go Buffalo. James Cooks had a big start to his 2025 campaign. It'll probably keep that rolling. Game's on the fan tonight, right?
That's correct.
Thursday
right
night
after the Loxley show.
Right after Mike Loxley, which follows Baltimore Baseball Tonight, which starts at 6 with me, Jim Hunter, and Joe LaCroix live from Pickles Pub. Only down to the last four shows counting tonight, so get on down there. It's going to be a beautiful night. Yankees in town, Povich against Max Fried. But when we come back, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. Get a little advice on tonight's game and the must-sits and must-plays for week three of the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And much, much more. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our buddy and yours, Mike Harmon. Mike, how you feeling today?
Locked and loaded, ready to dominate. I'm, feeling a little tired. I mean, that's what football season does to you. But I'll get my eighth cup of coffee in me and my second wind, and we'll go to it. What's up?
I was going to rag on the White Sox, but I'll save that for another time because the Orioles are in last place, too, so I can't really pop off too much. Other than that,
how much can you really squeeze out of a team where the expectations were, I don't know, just this side of zero?
All right. On that note, now in the NFC North, expectations for the Lions are high. of course. And they are 1-1, just dropped a 52 burger on your Bears there. And Green Bay's looked every bit the part of a team that's about to level up into Super Bowl contenders. But where do the Vikings fit into this whole sort of thing? Now that J.J. McCarthy's hurt, has been shaky for, what, 7 of the 8 quarters that he's played, did manage to get one over again, your Bears. But what about the NFC North? Does it still have the potential to maybe be the best division of football?
Yeah, I mean, there's still potential for chaos. Look, I mean, the Bears got drummed in what seemed to be a very motivated game. The Lions, after getting decimated by the Packers in Week 1, the hatred of Ben Johnson, all of that stuff. I mean, you watched it roll up. You had a call at the end of the first half that was fairly controversial that I think I might be the only guy in national radio raise his hand going, hey, anybody want to talk about this at all? Lions get back on the field, score an extra touchdown, right? They go into half thinking it was 21-14. All of a sudden it's 28-14 and they never look back. But for the Vikings and for the Bears, I mean, there were always going to be growing pains. Right, new system, new style that they want Caleb Williams to operate in Chicago. And in Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy, it was the first 2 games of his career to come out of it 1-1. I mean, you weren't expecting him to be world beating. And I know based on the fact that you won 14 games a year ago that people are like, well, it'll just keep rolling. It's like, well, even with the regression, you could still be a double-digit win team. You got a lot of talent. Addison will come back from the suspension. A little worried that Hockenson is a little worse for wear, and Aaron Jones now to the IR. But Jordan Mason looks all the part. Carson Wentz should keep the ship afloat while McCarthy heals. But I don't think anybody thought they were going to be world-beating. Look, now you got Wentz versus Browning. You should be able to win this game, right, at home. You're 2-1. You're feeling all right. And eventually McCarthy gets back in with the full complement of weapons. It'll be okay. Yeah, great division all around. There is no Cleveland Browns in this division.
All right, let's get to the AFC. And I don't want to dump on the Browns because, you know, I guess the Ravens, by having their 30th anniversary while they were here, was dumping on them enough, even though it was unintentional. But you get where I'm going. AFC South, though, it was Houston and the rest. 2 games in, don't want to get into hyperbole, but what are we making of this division that's led by Daniel Jones, who's doing things at quarterback through the first 2 weeks that only Peyton Manning and Johnny Unitas have done for that organization?
Let's go. All on board the Danny Dimes bandwagon. Plenty of audio and videotape. Maybe me looking the fool for a couple of years, but damn it, I'm going to run with these 2 weeks like I'm a hero. Look, he was a guy that once upon a time before injuries and general suckage for both he and the Giants, was a guy with 3 touchdowns per interception, was completing 68% of his pass attempts. So you go to a team with a bunch of, what are they all, 2s, except for Warren, that's fine. You got 5 guys you can throw the ball to, and that Jonathan Taylor, last I saw, is no slouch. So you've got opportunity. Houston's got a lot of issues. They got Nico Collins and a bunch of guys running pass patterns, a bad offensive line, a defense that should be fine unless you get to nickel and dime them because, look, all linebackers are suspect in pass coverage.
Hey, Mike, if the Chargers beat the Broncos, Jim Harbaugh, who's going to be the greatest now? I mean, he's got, every win, it's the greatest of the greatest.
Well, but that's the thing, right? You keep the hyperbole going. That's what he's all about. And if you could start your year with 3 straight division wins, I think you're spiking on folks, right? Everybody thought that, hey, Tom Brady's in the booth with a headset on. Never mind that there wasn't a microphone or anything for him to actually say anything. But it was the worst of all things. What did they do? Did he tell Geno Smith to throw the ball out of bounds on a 4th down play? Right? Oh, there's the genius of Brady. Look at the inside dope. Hey, on 4th down, they might give you an extra down. No! No, look, for Jim Harbaugh, everything's feeling good. You got a bunch of digital billboards here with the accident attorneys, and they're feeling pretty good about what they got. Particularly, everybody jumped off of the Justin Herbert bandwagon through 2 weeks. Outside of you guys there in Baltimore, and the guys in Buffalo, Kansas City, I mean, there's maybe 5 or 6 cities where you'd say, I like our guy. Everybody else is going, boy, I have Herbert envy.
Hey, Mike, so the big plays tonight, I'm guessing most of the Buffalo players?
That's it. We roll them up. You're anytime scoring for the Buffalo defense, special teams. even looking at a little bit of Davis as a flex out option if this game plays to form, right? I think Miami gives you a bit of a fight. I don't think they go down quite so quietly. Yeah, the Bills win, but I don't think it's as comfortable and as walk away a situation as maybe you lay it out. So am I playing Tua only in a daily for the dollar play just for some giggles that he's going to be winging the ball around? I think Tyreek Hill has a little bit of an opportunity. And then Achane, of course, because he is such a pass catcher out of the backfield, remains a strong mid RB1 play. In terms of Buffalo for pass catching, though, I mean, who do you trust? Do you look to Keon Coleman and say, okay, someone's got to find me some points? I don't know. It's a difficult proposition. The only guy I think that goes to where he becomes a start would be Kincaid in that regard. And of course, obviously, James Cook is a top five running back. But, yeah, that's about the extent of your plays for today.
All right, Mike Horman, real quick, week three NFL start sit.
All right, really, really quick. Let's go starts. Lamar, Dak. And Caleb in that game, over under is 50.5. Mahomes against the Giants, if nothing else, is going to run for 50 yards. The aforementioned Herbert Denver defense, not so strong right now. And Baker Mayfield, the yardage may not be there, but the moxie and the touchdowns are. RB, Bijan, Gibbs, McCaffrey, Taylor, and Derrick Henry, even though last week, I guess Delpit got the spike on him. I don't know. Except for on the scoreboard. Wide receiver, go back to CeeDee Lamb, get a little bit of George Pickens in, Roma Dunze, Chase Neighbors, London, and Jackson Smith in Jigba. On the downside, Jalen Hurts can sit for me. He's got three passes beyond 10 yards, fellas. Three attempts. Russ against KC, you're not chasing that performance of last week, I should say. On the hot plays, Javonte Williams, Tony Pollard, Jordan Mason, all of this. Will be up. The I Watch Your Flex podcast, which I will continue to record and evangelize as soon as you and I hang up.
Well, that'll be in about 30 seconds. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate you. Sunday morning with Greg Cosell. Everybody get smarter while having a cup of coffee and walking the dog with me.
All right. Sounds great. Good plug. Free plug from Mike Harmon with Greg Cosell, Fox Sports Radio and beyond. We'll come back, take a trip to the Funhouse. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2. Then it's Baltimore baseball tonight, live from Pickles, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services here on 105.7 The Fan. Not practicing. Well, Van Noy, Ricard, but three new names. No Matabike, no Nate Wiggins, no John Jenkins. First practice back. Getting ready for the old Detroit Lions here.
I wonder if that's Matabike's schedule, because he didn't practice last Wednesday either. Remember, yeah, Bob? Yeah. He missed a day.
No clue.
Maybe they give him an extra day. I don't know. But, yeah, two-year D lineman. I don't worry about any of that until because today is basically like a Wednesday. You know, we'll see on Saturday. Saturday we get their injury report, whether they're in, out, or whatever.
Sam Mustipher was signed by the Ravens to the practice squad. Notre Dame, by Owings Mills, a good counsel. He was with the Ravens a couple years ago, got a couple of starts because Samak was claimed by Carolina off the practice squad. So, Nolan, some tidbits here for the audience before we get out of here at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, the Nate Wiggins one is interesting. Earlier this week, Harbaugh said that he was fine, but he was limping noticeably in the fourth quarter of that game on Sunday. Jeff Zeriback pointing this stuff out. But I think it's interesting. We were all worked up about Marlon with the groin because that could have been something. No,
Marlon's practicing, right?
He is, yes. Yeah. So we were initially worried about, okay, if Marlon misses time, well, then Jair Alexander better be ready to go and step up for him. Well, now Marlon's fine, but Wiggins up in the air. So we'll see. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's anything crazy. The fact that it wasn't even something willing to discuss in any capacity earlier this week, not that Harbaugh was going to go in depth anyway. But like Vinny said, tomorrow will tell more and certainly Friday.
Now it's a featured artist
tomorrow
Friday.
Tomorrow is Friday, Nolan.
Sure, yeah. That's
it. Yeah, well, no. Tomorrow's featured artist Friday.
Saturday.
Why? Yeah. Who are we jamming to?
For football, it's Friday. Saturday is Friday for the Ravens.
Oh, man. I know Saturday for me, which means I will be nowhere near this place. Who are we jamming to tomorrow?
I'm on the injury report, too. Yeah. Featured artist tomorrow. Been calling for this for weeks, and we've been pushing it off and pushing it off, but it's finally happening. Fats Domino is your featured artist tomorrow. Bob Haney, big fan of Fats Domino.
Found my thrill.
It's the twist, right?
That's, you attributed? That's Chubby Checker. I have my board board game artist mixed up with that one. All right, Nolan, let's go to the Funhouse and get the hell out of here.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
This texter here will be pleased by the recent news here with Isaiah Likely, because he says Mark Andrews is washed and Likely can't cut back soon enough. I'm a little surprised by the lack of attention Lamar has given the tight ends in general. Usually those have been a go-to for him.
Yeah, but you know, I would agree with that. The problem, like against Cleveland, a lot of man coverage, and that is not... Andrews is better in zone coverage, much better in zone coverage where he's finding holes in zone. Man coverage, he's got to work to get open. Whereas when Likely comes... You watch, because we just saw a video of Likely practicing. Likely going to get some targets Monday night.
Over to the Orioles, this texter says, I can save us all the time and trouble right now. Mike Elias will speak to the media in spring training with glowing praise for Tyler O'Neill to be a big piece in the lineup, and his answer for a lack of pitching moves will be the same recycled, we like our guys comment.
Now, usually Elias, his first comments at Sarasota are telling you who's hurt and going to miss the first 3 weeks of the season. So I would take the O'Neill... By the way, who's more annoying, general soreness or general suckage? We've got two ranks here brought up. They need a bat. They need pitching. They need a closer. Other than that, and a manager and a GM. Other than that, going to be a quiet offseason for the Orioles.
And work fast. You know, don't wait for January. Don't wait for February. Value signings late. I know the players themselves sometimes push this off, the agents, but... You can get stuff done at the winter meetings. Bring back the importance of the winter meetings, for God's sake.
Yeah, don't dilly when you can dally.
Identify and attack.
They should already be attacking, I would think.
Last text of the day, NFL in general, the tush push, much discussed. Texter here says, I think the thing people miss the most with the tush push is the fact that it's just boring. There's no way to tweak the rules and make it easier to officiate without contradicting rules that already exist for other plays. The easiest solution is the one that people have been screaming about for years. Make it illegal.
Yeah. The thing that kills them, you know, when you go in and you vote and do all that, you know, you say it, people get hurt. Nobody's gotten hurt from the tush push yet.
But... Remember the shift got annoying in baseball?
Yes.
Fans were losing interest because it was just, I mean, not against the rules, great strategy, blah, blah, blah. Got rid of it. Excitement was added to the game. Tush push becoming boring, kind of repetitive. Yeah, get rid of it.
We'll see.
And that does break the rules, unlike the shift.
Right, that's where the parallels kind of get a
little murky. But there will be a penalty Sunday in the Ram game.
Oh, definitely.
That's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow, Featured Artist Friday. Steve Molesky will be joining me at noon. Steve, by the way, along with Nolan, will be at Pickles tomorrow night for BBT, our final Friday show of this year, because unfortunately, Orioles not making it to the postseason, but we got Vinny's keys. We're going to do our picks for the entirety of the NFL schedule and our college games. Keith Kavanaugh previews Maryland and Wisconsin. Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner. No shortage of stuff. And hopefully talking about the Orioles winning the opener against the Yankees on national TV, no less. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.